Sports Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they would like to charge you to access their websites. We do it for free, freetalklive.com. We started the show out by talking about a John Stossel article, pointing out that this whole terrorism scare thing, it's really actually way overblown. And there are certain people that you can blame for blowing it out of proportion. First off, the government. The bureaucrats and the politicians, they benefit by scaring the American people, because then the American people, for some reason, believe the government's going to protect them, and the government puts on a real good show. They put on what they call, what I think Bruce Shire has dubbed, security theater, where, hey, there's guys in uniforms carrying metal detectors. They've got guns. They must be keeping us safe, when in fact, any sort of study that's been done by the TSA themselves or by, I think, the Government Accounting Office has shown that there are all kinds of holes in the system. And trying to plug the holes isn't going to do anything to make you more safe. It's just going to make it so new ones pop open somewhere else. It's sure possible.
Yeah.
It's terrorism. It's like crime. They're going to figure out new ways to do something. Every time you put your finger in a hole in the dike, then they're going to make a new hole. They're not going to go where their finger is. That doesn't make any sense. And if you think that you can secure everything, you're nuts. I mean, at some point, you're just going to have us all in padded cells and only be the imprisoned and the imprisoners. And then the imprisoners...
Right.
Will be terrorizing us.
And that's not to say that people aren't going to be out to get other people.
Sure.
You know, I mean, a lot of people seem to think that libertarians have this blissfully rose-colored utopian vision that if only the market operated, everybody would be nice to everybody else.
No.
And we understand. But the thing is that when
people
you allow the market... They would be, that's for sure. They would have to be. And if you allow the market to operate properly, you can provide the defense... opportunities for people more efficiently without this sort of drag. And, you know, Ian, you reminded me, just about 4 weeks ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, there was a report about how all of their claims about stopping certain types of terrorist activities were bogus.
Most of them, yeah. I think
And so it wasn't just that the claim of terrorist threats are overblown, but their claims of victories are completely bogus.
Why would anyone believe what the government says? I mean, these are the same. When you ask Americans, what's happening when a politician's mouth is moving? Well, he's telling a lie. Or that's a reverse telling of a old cliché joke at this point. But most people understand that. Most people understand. If you ask them if politicians lie, they will say yes. Why is it that when they invoke the specter of terrorism, all of a sudden Americans just roll right over? They're no longer critical. They're no longer questioning towards government. It's all terrorism. They wouldn't lie to us about that, would they?
Yeah, you know, maybe part of it comes from the fact, just like when you have people who don't pay for their own health insurance, they don't pay for their own health care, they don't pay for their own food, they have no incentive to watch their pennies, to make sure that things are operating properly. And as we mentioned before, there's no feedback mechanism to provide the supplier of the service, in this case, defense service, to actually perform the way the consumer wants.
There's virtually no feedback mechanism, and what does exist is almost completely useless, and that is the elections. So that's the only time.
That's it.
We were talking about this earlier today, just Julia and I were pointing out how when it's election time, the politicians are shaking hands, they're kissing babies, they're easily accessible, they're taking phone calls, they're answering questions sometimes.
Yeah.
But as soon as they get elected,
what happened?
They're gone. They're in their office. They're busy. The phone's busy. Got to talk to one of the aides. Leave a message. The demeanor completely changes.
Well, even if you got a chance to talk to one of them on the campaign trail about an issue that was important to you, they would just give you lip service, lie to you, and not do anything about what it is that you said that you're talking to them about.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't make any difference anyway. They're all just in pursuit of that power.
And talking about that Stossel article, which is just terrific. And folks, if you missed John Stossel at the Free State Project Liberty Forum, you missed a lot. One of the things that strikes me is that people don't look at police protection as a service. for some reason they seem to think that the protection is, it falls under some different category, that it's not, it's not a service that is a positive provision of something which could be provided by the market. They seem to think that all of these things that are protection things, well, that's the role of government, and we have to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say, well, look, you know, we don't have the government getting us food, because if we did, we'd have Soviet
yep.
Union with only potatoes and vodka. You know, it's the
that's people, what we have with policing.
Exactly.
They just don't realize
that's
it.
We've got potatoes and vodka police. You're right. It's true.
Well, how about donuts and vodka?
Donuts and vodka. And, you know, and again, and this can ruffle a lot of feathers. People say, oh, you're bad-mouthing the police. No, what we're saying is that there is a better way to do it, and it's more efficient.
You know, here's the thing, is if you ask people, it doesn't take too long for people to come to the conclusion that bureaucrats are inefficient, they don't care very much, you know.
Anyone who's ever been to the DMV.
I don't know exactly. They're slow. I don't know all the things that people think about government workers, but they generally think that they're, you know, little bean counting, nitpicking.
Well, except for their mom, who might happen to work for the government.
She may very well.
The rest of them are.
I feel that way. My wife used to work for the state. I didn't feel like she was that way. I had evidence in my mind to prove that she was a far better state employee, but she was still unincentivized.
Mm-hmm.
Be that as it may, somehow people, especially Republicans, believe that if you give your bureaucrat a gun, you give them a firearm, and suddenly they're heroes. They're efficient. They're Superman, as a matter of fact. Well, you know, a cop or somebody in the army or any of those things, all you have to do is ask the cops. And if they're honest people, they'll tell you, yeah, you know, there's a lot of inefficiency and, you know, a lot of bureaucratic tape. And
they hate
difficult.
Their administrators.
It's
they
difficult
hate
to get anything done, and if you come up with a good idea, you know, you might as well forget about it. So, you know, the cops realize the inefficiency, and they know that the inefficiency, like any other state system, comes from the top on down, and you're not going to get anything done. And,
you're right.
That they're incentivized. So I don't understand why Americans, why Republicans, why conservatives idolize these bureaucrats with guns.
Well, it's an obsession for law.
What
it is.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you look at Alberto Gonzalez, and the situation with Alberto Gonzalez is a perfect example of somebody who gins up fear and then says, well, we have to continue breaking civil liberties, impinging on civil liberties, breaking the Constitution, even though he never admits that they're doing it. We have to continue doing what we've been doing, which has been proven to have breached the Constitution, to have infringed on people's civil liberties, because, well, you know, look at what we're in a war.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really, Alberto? When did we actually declare war? I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys, but I called into Sean Hannity's show one time down in New York because Hannity ticked me off so much. He's there criticizing the Democrats because they were going to withhold funding mm-hmm. on Iraq. And he said, oh, you know, those people are such hypocrites. You know, they send these guys down there and then they want to withhold funding. But they were going to vote for a non-binding resolution to do it. And he said, oh, well, why don't they have a binding resolution? Put their money where their mouth is. This is a war we're talking about. And these guys voted for them to go in war. Now they're saying they don't want to fund it, but they're not going to withhold the money themselves. They're just going to say they want to do this. So I called him up and said, look, you know, I understand you bringing up the hypocrisy of these guys. Okay, that's fine. But, you know, they could have changed their minds, first of all. And second of all, we're not at war. And this guy has the audacity
to say. We haven't been for decades.
Yeah. He says to me, he goes, well, the Constitution doesn't spell out how you go to war. I'm like, what? I was like, what? And
he
goes,
that to the wrong
yeah,
guy.
And he said to me, I was playing semantics. And I was like, man, you got
right.
no clue.
A declaration of war is semantics?
It's manifest in the phrasing. Declare war. You issue a declaration of war. That's it.
You know, these Republicans that you're talking about, they suffer from the same malaise that many Democrats do in that they take the Constitution and then they want to interpret it. When the Democrats are in charge, then they're strict constitutionalists.
Yeah.
But when they're in charge, it's the ends that justify the means. And it's anything goes. Any constitutional provision just gets thrown right out the window because it's a nation of laws, Gardner. And these people have such there's no better term than hard on for the law in America.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We can come back and discuss this more and your calls as well about anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all of the features are completely free, including the updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, and you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy building things, woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. Woodcraftplans.com supports Free Talk Live, so please support woodcraftplans.com. That's woodcraftplans.com. Com.
Cool.
So we're talking about this general concept of terrorism, and is it overblown, and the power of the state, and we're sort of getting into this discussion of Republicans and Democrats and how they're a lot more similar than many people think.
Yeah.
And the Republicans, as you pointed out, Mark, seem to have this obsession with the idea that, okay, yeah, welfare is bad and everything, but all the bureaucrats that have guns, the police and the military and Department of Homeland Security, they're all good bureaucracies, and we need to keep them around. And as I pointed out, it's sort of this obsession with law and order that these types of people have. Now, I know it's not all Republicans and it's not all Democrats. We're certainly
just
generalizing here.
Brushstrokes here.
Right. And one of our bulletin board members at the BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com, Evil Muppet, found a quote from Rudy Giuliani from 1994, and I think it's indicative of how these people think about the concept of freedom and how law is a major factor in the idea of freedom. And here it is, quote from Rudy Giuliani.
I can't wait.
We look upon authority too often and focus over and over again for 30 or 40 or 50 years as if there's something wrong with authority. We see only the oppressive side of authority. Maybe it comes out of our history and our background. What we don't see is that freedom is not a concept in which people can do anything they want, be anything they can be. Freedom is about authority. Freedom is about the willingness of every single human being to cede to lawful authority
Dear
a
God.
Great deal of discretion about what you do.
Oh, man. That reminds me of a quote on a commercial that was released on Independence Day weekend last year by the quite threatened Republican incumbent for the 2nd District in New Hampshire, Charlie, now known as Charles Bass. Charlie Bass, who said he would only run for 3 terms, was going for his 7th, I think. And on Independence Day weekend, he said, because being independent means working for the things that matter to all of us.
Hmm.
And like, did you get that from Hegel? What is that? Being independent means working for things that everybody wants? What
that
are you talking about? It's totally contradictory.
Gobbledygook.
It's just like 1984.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. I mean, he
freedom
predicted it.
Is about authority.
Authority.
It's Julie speak. It's Rudy speak.
War is peace.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you believe this?
You don't even have to comment on it. I mean, even like a sixth grader could listen to that, and you say, okay, look at this sentence and pick it apart. Freedom is about authority. They'd be like, what?
Well, there are a lot of kids that haven't been brainwashed far enough. If this guy got in front, Rudy apparently is going to be running for president, or already is, or whatever.
Yeah.
If he gets up in front of a group of Republicans at his next speaking engagement and says that quote,
wow,
I guarantee you those people would, yeah! Rudy, you're the man! Well, yeah! Voting for you! Authority! Yeah!
Yeah!
It makes me wonder if they would just cheer at anything he said.
Yes, I think they would.
Maybe not. Cases. I mean, I don't know. There's got to be something he could say to drop the ball. I don't know what.
Yes, he could. Let's go to the phones and talk to David in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGEZ. Hello, David.
Death to the king. Long live Free Talk.
I heard that. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, you were talking about declaring war. I think once you're a union member of the United Nations,
yeah,
give up the right to declare war. You got to get a resolution from the UN, and we didn't, but we went ahead anyway. But we held the food for oil over the UN's head, I think, because nobody really got in trouble, and that story went away. And
yeah,
because Kofi Annan and all his sons are all
and
corrupt
his son's Scrappy Doanon.
And so that's why we got to get to go to war, and now we have to conduct it according to UN rules of how you conduct war. That's why the problem in Vietnam happened. That's why the problem in Korea happened.
Well, I don't know if that's fair to say. I don't know if that's fair to say. I think the problems happen because war is violence and force, and force never works out the way you intend it to. You can go over with all the grand plans you want.
Well,
the chains off of our fighting men, this thing would have been over a long time ago.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
I'll be an arbiter between both ideas in a way, and I'm sure Ian is already seeing my perspective anyway, and you probably are too. You know, I agree with you. I think that we give too much great deference to the United Nations when the United States' autonomy and authority to be able to do what is constitutionally provided to declare war should be the only thing we consider. And that's if one wants to buy into the legitimacy of the U.S. Constitution and say, okay, well, look, at least we'll operate under this fashion. I think that the Constitution didn't go far enough in providing protections for our individual liberty, and I think the market could have done so. But I know exactly what you mean. It hampers the United States' efforts to be victorious.
I think that all that happened just the way it was did. It was rehearsed just so we could be there to set up the Asia Minor Union, because that's the last union that really has to be formed. There's the North American Union, the Europe Union, the Asian Union.
So you're looking at this as more of like a New World Order type of
right.
Agenda?
Right, right. And the only union that's not formed yet, or we're watching it, it's happening in front of our eyes, is the installation of the Asia Minor. Remember a long
time ago? Is there somebody
proposing
an Asia Union? I don't think that's being proposed.
Oh, there is, yeah. That's why North Korea kind of like, if you notice, the ones that aren't going along with the program, they don't have their own little central banks like Iran, North Korea, the Venezuela dude wants to use his own money, Bolivia. See, these are the ones that aren't into the whole big international monetary scheme. And the only union that's not formed or in...
There's no South American Union either.
Huh?
There's no South American Union, to my knowledge.
Well, yes, there is. Venezuela isn't the only one that's really in Bolivia.
Yeah, but if you look at Venezuela, Chavez just nationalized everything in Venezuela, including the banking industry and broadcasting industry. And in Iran, they just decided not to take the U.S. dollar. They're taking the euro.
Right.
So, and that was a national choice. So the idea that I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that just because these countries aren't buying into the multilateralism that George Bush has bought into or the EU has bought into makes them any more noble or that they're going to be protecting
us. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. It's just that they want these people to go along with the program, and they need a reason to go into Iran. You know?
David, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. As always, 800-259-9231. More on this freedom is about authority thing. I'm not quite done with that. We'll come back with more on that. 800-259-9231. The obsession that some people have for the law. I've experienced some of it recently here, making calls on this marijuana issue. We'll talk about that. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Gardner.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, and that does include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you totally free. freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you're going to be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We'll talk more about law and order here in a moment, but I want to go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Lawrence in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Hey, I'm on the radio.
You are, Lawrence. What's
hey.
On your mind?
Father.
Yeah, you're on the radio. You better get it out. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, a while back, one of my friends was let down by the health care system of these great 50 states of America.
How's that?
Well, he was diagnosed with a really bad form of leukemia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
how was he let down?
Well, there's a waiting list for the surgery that they were just trying out. I forgot what it was called, but he wasn't able to get one because he has, like, three kids. Well, he had three kids, but he's dead now. But he had three kids, and they put this rich billionaire, well, he wasn't really a billionaire, he was more of a millionaire, but he was a wealthy man, and they put him in front of the waiting list for this new experimental procedure, and he got better.
Well, let's ask you this. Who is they? What system did this?
It was this clinic. I forgot the name of it. Peterman.
Well, let's move a little more deeply into this. Was your friend paying for his own health care? and he was somehow defrauded by this organization,
was on,
or was it a government health care program?
It was a government health care program.
Yeah, sounds about typical. I mean, government makes the rules, and so if you don't, you know, fall within their set of rules, then you could possibly die, especially when it comes to the health care situation. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Lawrence. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You know, there's tragic story after tragic story that have come out of government-run healthcare systems around the world, and we went into great detail on it on the Saturday.
Yeah. Now there's something interesting that someone listening might say. Now, wait a minute. Hold on, guys. If it was a private system and the rich guy had all this money, he could still pay. And he could pay the private system, and he would get service better and faster than the guy who couldn't pay. And to which I would say, of course,
maybe,
he should.
Maybe.
But there are avenues that would allow this other guy to get health care as well.
Yes, or there would be avenues. Those
exactly.
avenues have been drying up and just going away over the past several decades. Some of those avenues might be organizations like the Shriners or other civic pride sort of groups like that.
Well,
mutual benefit societies.
As they suck off more and more of Americans, income, as much as they can possibly get, this discretionary income that they have, to the point that, you know, you're just left basically paying for the stuff in your life, then, you know, obviously these mutual aid societies are going to go away.
You got it.
People feel like, why in the heck should I give extra money to the Shriners when, well, gosh darn it, they take half my money for the old people anyway.
I've had 40% taken from me. And, you know, there are two things about this, the ethics and the practicality of this. Ethically, what you're talking about is you've got the idea that if someone earned money, he should be able to engage in a private, mutually consenting arrangement to be able to get services the way he wants to, and someone should not be able to step in and say, no, that's not right. Secondly, if you allow people to do that, then, as Adam Smith said in 1776, as if by an invisible hand, people begin to have expendable income, and then they can provide services more efficiently, which allows even poorer people to get better coverage. And, Ian, I just have to bring up that the piece by John Stossel I had in front of me was about the Democrats trying to push for bulk purchasing arrangements for prescription drugs.
Okay.
And what they're looking at now, they have this prescription drug health care plan for people. They want to use the government to begin negotiating prices, which is exactly what we thought. And you know where that goes. It means you're going to get price controls. And he brings up this. He says, government monopolies like the Veterans Administration never embrace innovation in the same way the private market does. And sure enough, the Veterans Administration now rations drugs. If you are a VA patient and you need a new and expensive drug, you can't get it. Sally Pipes, president of the Pacific Research Institute and author of Miracle Cure, How to Solve America's Healthcare Crisis and Why Canada Isn't the Answer, writes, quote, only 19% of drugs approved by the FDA since 2000 are listed on the VA formulary, and only 38% of drugs approved in the 1990s are listed.
Only the best for our veterans.
Incredible.
So in other words, the veterans only can get the oldest drugs out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right, pretty much,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, that goes, and this, Stossel wrote this, I'm sure, as in part, in a response to what ABC News did a few weeks before the election. ABC News ran an entire week-long series of reports on America's healthcare crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Weir was one of the reporters. He's one of their weekend anchors on Good Morning America this weekend. And he did all these reports over and over again. And they did a poll. It was ABC News, the Kaiser Foundation, and like USA Today. They did this poll. And they actually had a poll that said 89% of those people polled think that their healthcare is okay. And Bill Weir has the audacity to say, and this kind of attitudes makes it very difficult to get done the things that need to get done to fix our health care system. Then they finally go to Dr. Timothy Johnson from Boston, originally from WCVB, who's now their medical advisor. He's been that way for like 20-some years. And he was a local guy, pretty well-known around here.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to him after all these reports. There's Charlie Gibson talking to him. He says, so what do we need? Do we need a one-buyer system? Do we need the government to get involved? And he goes, yes, that's exactly what we need. So they had day after day of reports, and finally they get John Stossel to be able to give about a three-minute rebuttal in one segment
right.
all week. So this is, in a way, this is Stossel replying, and I hope people pick it up. It's carried in Human Events, and, you know, Stossel's...
You know, at least his voice is out there.
Thank God,
at least. Stossel. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Sin City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Great. I'm a disabled veteran myself, and I think it's more than just the fact that they ration things. Anytime you have government control of something, the nature of it completely changes because no longer are they dependent upon having to satisfy consumer demands to sustain themselves. So the whole orientation of the program is less centered around satisfying the consumer than satisfying certain policy initiatives, and you also end up with, a culture of misfeasance that you otherwise do not have in the private sector
sure.
as well. And
there's no accountability. There's no incentive.
I just look at the attitude of the employees at the VA versus. Say at a private facility, and when you have that bad attitude, it doesn't matter how much money they throw into the program. And of course, that bad attitude, the bad service, is a corollary of it being a government program. Yeah, it's true. We might have different levels of care in a free market, just like I don't have a Lamborghini, but at least I have a car that runs. With the government system, we're all gonna get basically. I think Murray Rothbard, he referred to this as healthcare conscription, healthcare draftees, and no longer are they dependent upon having to ensure the customer leaves satisfied.
Well, what was the car that they the Soviet Union came out with?
Didn't the Yugo.
The Volga.
Oh yeah,
no, the
Volga.
The Volga.
Yeah.
Like the Yugo actually runs, but the Volga.
Well, it was
another story.
No, I think the Yugo. Yeah. The Volga was the one that all the apparatchiks got, and then the Yugo was the one that the regular people could buy.
Oh, I didn't know.
It was whatever it was. It was absolute, just abject crap. And that's what healthcare will turn into when the government gets in total control. Mark, did you have any further points for us?
Yeah. I wanted to, punctuate this by saying, I got to be honest, I'm not a huge John Stossel fan because he kind of turns everything into the simple problem is, the FDA isn't approving enough drugs. When, in fact, if you look at the system in abstract, you'll find that really we already have a very socialized system already.
It's true.
And
although,
so I think a lot of
fair to John, he does a lot of really good work, and he's one of the lone voices in television. Thanks for the call, Mark. More on the way. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes?
because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. We do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 360 of our listeners have decided to do. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. It's that you send us $3 a month. Remember, we're not charging you for the website features like those other radio talk show hosts. You get all that for free. So this is above and beyond all that. It's completely voluntary. You send in that $3 a month. We take it in and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. We buy industry advertising to get more radio stations on board. We go to industry conventions. We just hired an affiliate relations guy. I mean, there's a variety of different areas that we spend the money in. It's all outlined at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll learn about some of the perks you get access to. Sometimes our amplifiers will get to sort of beta test for us. We'll come out with a new feature, or there'll be a new feature we're working on, and you guys will get, the amplifiers will get access to it several weeks, or in some cases a few months beforehand. And that was the case with the Free Talk Live webcam. When we reached $2,500 a month coming in on the AMP program, we launched our Free Talk Live webcam, the studio cam, and we launched it publicly. But it was online and working several weeks before that. It's just only the amplifiers had access to it.
That's a great perk. That's
right.
Nice.
And another one of the perks is, for instance, with the webcam, there's a little chat room that comes along with it. You can only get in the chat room if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com to see what the studio cam is all about. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, head over to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones to Jeff in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hi, I have a heartwarming story of fee-for-care medical service.
Okay.
This was back in the early 90s. I had strep throat. And I don't know if you've ever had strep throat, but it's really miserable.
Yeah.
You can't even swallow. You end up spitting into a pan. Your throat is so sore. So this was Christmas time. I was a graduate student, so I could have gone to the health clinic when school was in session, but since we were on Christmas break, I had no medical coverage. So I was just driving along looking for one of these fee-for-service places, and there was this strip mall, and I walked in, and they gave me a form to fill out. It took me about 2 minutes. It was one page long. It just asked me some basic questions about my health history.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor saw me right away. He asked me a few questions, looked at my throat, said, "Yep, looks like you got strep throat." He took a culture, wrote me a script for antibiotics, and told him I could get it. Told me I could get it filled right next door at the Rite Aid.
Wow.
And then he called early the next morning to confirm that the culture was positive. But of course, by this time, my strep throat was already on the way out because I'd already been able to start the antibiotics.
And of course, you paid out of pocket while you were there.
$100.
Awesome.
Is that $100 to see the doctor and then whatever for the antibiotics?
Yeah, $20 or $30, something like that.
You know, my experience has been, and usually it's $70 to $100 to go see a doctor in those sorts of circumstances. I haven't been too many times in my life, but that's kind of how it's been. But they generally have some medications in the office, and they can give you samplers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been my experience. They just give me enough samples that the scripts don't matter.
You're done, yeah. Huh. It is great to remember that story, too, because... Yeah, I think a lot of times when people try to think, oh, what would happen if the government weren't there, they don't go that extra step to say, you know, the efficiencies that would be created in the marketplace, the incentives for greater efficiency for doctors, providers, drug manufacturers, and all sorts of folks who are involved in the lattice of services involved in medical care would work to try to become more and more efficient, which would then make it easier and easier. I mean, shoot, if efficiency
means lower prices, too.
You got it. If you can have indigent people considered below the poverty line today, owning 3 television sets in their home and a VCR and a stereo and a car,
mm-hmm.
then certainly, because of course, the prices have dropped and dropped and dropped for all of those things because of their productivity, then certainly you could get those types of incentivized production increases in production and increases in productivity in medical care. Yeah. Jeff, any final thoughts for us?
Yeah, and when I was covered under my parents' Kaiser plan, they're paying about twice that for me every month to be covered on their plan.
This
is the first time I'd been, you know, I was a young, healthy guy in my 20s, and that was the only time I'd been to the doctor in 2 or 3 years.
Right. Well, you know what's interesting? While you're here, I just want to mention, one of the things we were talking about earlier was mercantilism and you know, whether that's fascistic and things like that. And in many ways, mercantilists do get fascistic controls against their competitors inside countries as well. And a great example is what has been happening in the United States and in various states around the country when they impose these regulations, these fascistic regulations on insurance companies, forcing them to have to accept people who have pre-existing conditions, which has nothing to do with insurance in any way whatsoever. It's the state telling someone how he has to do business.
Right. In fact, I called up, and Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I called up, I forget which insurance company it was recently, but they essentially said, our insurance is available, in their little recording, our insurance is available in 49 of the 50 states. Except Massachusetts. And so what's happening is...
They're pulling out.
Right.
After
laws they create,
yeah.
They just say, screw you, we're out of here.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing. Just to give you an example, we had this governor, Jean Shaheen, who was a Democrat. Her husband...
In New Hampshire.
Yeah, her husband, they're very closely tied with the Clintons. And at the time she was running for office, she was a teacher. She had been in the state Senate. And she had proposed a bill that would have forced the insurance companies in the state to give insurance to people who were already sick. And that is not insurance, because insurance has to be based on risk statistics. You have to, if I'm a skydiving junkie spy, I should be paying more for my health insurance than a guy who's raising daisies.
You know, this goes back to what we touched on before with the idea of the mutual aid societies, the Shriners, these other groups that many of them have disappeared.
That's why they formed.
Right, because they couldn't get, these guys couldn't get insurance, so here are the people that care from the community getting together on a voluntary basis and helping those who are already sick.
Yeah,
it worked actually before.
And it's great, too, because it, when you look at those types of things, just a little step further is the issuance of insurance based on people voluntarily joining these types of organizations, which you can look at as professional for-profit types of philanthropic organizations. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use the terms together too much, but the insurance companies, they have to be able to make a profit. Otherwise, they're going to go. And people look at them as like, well, you know, they should be providing their product because people have a right to health care. No, what are you talking about?
It's so terrible. The big insurance companies make so much money. Well, they employ so many people.
Right.
I mean,
and they have stockholders.
When you think about State Farm or some company like that, not only do they have a central office in, I don't know, someplace in the middle of the United States, let's say St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they have a central office in St. Louis, but they probably have branch offices in several major cities around the United States. And then they also have all the little offices that serve everybody. There's two in this town of 25,000 people that I live in here.
You're overlooking the major point. Please make a bunch of profit, because then finally, if disaster strikes, you've got enough money in the bank to where you can pay out on your policies.
Well, that's like, did you guys hear about what Trent Lott did? Trent Lott with State Farm Insurance, actually. This guy, it's unbelievable. My friend Bruce, who works for a reinsurance company, emails me, sends me an article that was apparently in the Wall Street Journal about how Trent Lott threatened State Farm Insurance because he has a house down in New Orleans that got wiped out. Mm. He did not get flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
He had like tornado insurance.
Right, he had wind
through State Farm, but he didn't get flood insurance.
This was a huge issue during the Katrina thing. Yeah,
yeah, he knew he could get federal flood insurance, mm-hmm. Yep. So he got like $300,000 of federal flood insurance, and he didn't get the private insurance with State Farm, but he got wind insurance,
mm-hmm.
And then he called and threatened, and the guy, the man he called, actually brought this up, and he swears that this happened. He threatened this guy. He says, "You don't know what's going to come down on you if you don't cover me. You should pay."
I mean, just another government thought.
What a jerk!
We're going to the phones to Craig in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark. Hello, Craig.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind, Craig?
Well, make a comment about hospitals and charity. Back in 1982, I used to work at the Methodist Hospital here in Houston, and this was before government demanded that hospitals take care of anybody who came in.
Okay.
But Methodist Hospital was always a charitable. I used to work in the collections department, and people would come in with all kinds of problems, and they would run up tens and tens of thousands of dollars of health care charges. And all we did in the collections department was we tried to work out a schedule with them.
Right, make a payment plan.
On pennies on the dollar. I mean, they were extremely charitable to numerous people who couldn't afford to pay. So
in fact, you probably had a charity wing at the hospital, right?
The whole hospital was a nonprofit organization. It was dedicated to doing what it could.
Started by a religious group or a church, right? I'm sure.
You let the we're losing your cell phone, but thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You let the market operate,
yeah.
And guess what? People take care of people because, hey, people care.
And if you don't, the poor can't afford the higher expenses because of the government intervention.
Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Still want to talk about authority and some of the security and terrorism stuff, and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.